FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
Now moving on, and there are plans to create a greenway along the route of the Old West Clare Railway. Some works have already been completed in Ennis, but once finished, it's foreseen that this will be a 42-kilometre cycle or walkway running as far as Lahinch. But some landowners are raising concerns. Hundreds have received letters in recent weeks ahead of a preliminary survey of the route under the auspices of Clare County Council. Clare IFA are calling for greater consultation with landowners. The local chairman, Willie Hanrahan, has been speaking with Morning Focus producer Fiona McGarry.
Well, at the moment, Clare County Council have written to over 300 landowners on the from Innes to Lahinch on the old railway and even further on towards Milltown, outlining that they want to do a survey of the old West Clare track. However, that is a very serious problem for a lot of the landowners because the track has been closed since the early 1960s, and a lot of the farmers have brought back that land into their own farms. Some people have built houses on it, and some people have built farm buildings on that. So it's a huge concern to an awful lot of farmers. So from the IFA point of view, we would like the council to interact with those farmers a lot more, consult with them, and through the IFA, and through maybe coming out and doing consultation meetings to see what exactly are they planning to do. Because, you know, it's all very fine to say we're going to put a greenway from Innes to Milltown or to Lahinch, but you have to take into consideration all the people's livelihoods that will be interfered with on the way. So maybe we just come out and explain to the farmers and maybe to say that, you know, on the way, you know, maybe we can divert the line. You no longer have to go in a straight line. You can come out onto the public roads where possible. But just in fairness, just for a start, come out and talk to the farmers, explain what they intend to do. Do they intend to put a full greenway the whole way? And, you know, to meet the farmers and, just generally to explain to them what's happening.
So you're calling for better consultation, Willie. Now, Clare County Council has met with representatives of the IFA some weeks back, and they did inform you that these letters were going to arrive. I mean, surely that is the start of the consultation process.
Well, I mean, when they asked me to go into a meeting about 2 months ago, it was just a preliminary meeting, and which I did, and I met with two of the council officials, and they said they had money to do a survey. But now the wording of the letters that went out to the farmer could left a lot to be desired. So maybe we just need to go start again and, you know, talk to these people again and just, you know, we better go, you know, do this properly. This is a huge undertaking to come out and to put a greenway all the way from Innes through Corrifin down to Lahinch and Innes Diamond and on to Milltown. So, you know, I mean, as I said already, the West Clare Railway is gone for an awful long time. And, you know, we have to do a proper consultation on this and interact with individual farmers on this. You know, if you have removed the railway, the old railway line in its entirety, and if it was going through your farmyard or indeed your fields, you know, that's a major concern to farmers. I mean, it's not possible to reinstate that to where it was. That's just not possible. We can't do that. So we have to take a new look at this and, you know, and consult with everybody on this.
As you've said, Willie, this is a huge undertaking. It is a very ambitious project, and no doubt it's being done with a view to the massive tourism benefits that will come out of it. And some of these benefits will obviously go towards the farming community. Is there an acceptance in Clare IFA that the Greenway is the right kind of a project in the first place?
Well, I mean, per se, we're not against greenways, but you have to do it in a way that's acceptable to everybody. You have to take into account the farmer's point of view. You know, I mean, you can't put back something that was there 50 years ago, down to a farmer's land. You know, that's just not possible. You have to re-evaluate the whole situation again. And that's what the council have said to us, that at the moment they're doing a preliminary survey to see what is possible. So I don't think farmers need to panic on this. And it would be a good idea if farmers were to point out that it's not possible to go put it back where it was, and even to offer alternative suggestions. Now, I mean, if it's not possible to go, you know, I mean, it can be possible to go along by in public lands along by the road, if this project is to go ahead at all. you know, if it's not possible to go ahead, well, then it's not possible to go ahead. So we'd have to look again at the whole project.
There is a blueprint for this. I mean, it has been done. There's the Great Western Greenway in County Mayo, where there has been a very good relationship between local landowners and the local authority in that particular case. But would that give you hope that you could base the, maybe the situation in Clare on what's been done in County Mayo?
Well, I mean, there's two totally different scenarios. In Mayo and also in Waterford, they have done great work in putting in greenways. But in County Waterford, the track was still intact. The line was closed about roughly 20 years ago. So the line was actually still intact. The boundary fences were still there. So it was actually only a matter of going in and reinvigorating an existing line and putting down new surface there. And in some cases, they put in underpasses for farmers that had land on both sides. And in Mayo, it went through vast areas of bogland and commonage, and the track was still intact. So it's very easy to put that back in place. In County Clare, it's totally different. When something is gone for over 50 years and there's no trace of it left, and it actually would have gone through your yard. I mean, some people bought the old railway cottages, and as people would have known, people that could remember, the train actually went by the gable of the house or went by the front of the house. It's not possible to put that back in place. So it's a whole different project in Clare. And it has to be looked at differently, and it will be. You know, we have to consult with the council on this and see if it's possible at all to redo this track.
Clare County Council is saying that it's going to carry out initial viewings over the coming week, and that it hopes to meet individual landowners on a one-to-one basis. Now, does that give you any reassurance, Willie?
Well, I mean, they said they're going to do a survey. And I mean, I would think that farmers should probably just, you know, if somebody does come out to them, to show the council officials what the situation is on their farm and to explain to them that, that the railway line has been removed with the last 40, 50 years, and show them that it's not possible to put it back in place. And it's probably better to interact with the council than to say no. Because then you will explain to them that it's not possible to put it back in place. And then the council will be able to say, well, we have to reroute this. We have to go a different direction. And then they would probably, hopefully, will draw up a better plan.
There had been some concerns raised that council staff might be obstructed by landowners. Is this something Clare IFA would condone, or are you calling on landowners to engage?
Well, I mean, the council wrote out to a lot of landowners and asked them to respond within so many days if they didn't want people to come onto their property. And if you have responded and said you don't want it to come on, well, then they can't come onto your property. So that's, you know, I mean, it's individuals, people's rights, property rights here have to be upheld. You know, so there's an awful lot of talking to be done, an awful lot of negotiation to be done here before anything goes any further.
That's Willie Hanrahan there, head of the IFA in County Clare, speaking yesterday with Clare FM's Fiona McGarry. After that was recorded, we received a statement from the council that I'll read to you now. They said that they met with the IFA a number of weeks ago from a consultation point of view to advise of the local authority's intention to write to landowners to request their cooperation in allowing a visit to their lands in order to get an appreciation of what options might be available. Having written to the landowners, many of the responses the council received, they say, were positive, but some were negative. Clare County Council is hopeful it will be able to carry out this initial viewing over the coming weeks, and in the process that it can meet on a one-to-one basis with many of the potentially affected landowners as possible. It's proposed that a public meeting will be held once the council's had an opportunity to view the prospective route in a general way. It should be noted that the council presently has no predetermined aspirations regarding the route of the Greenway other than it would desire that it would coincide with the route of the West Clare Railway as much as is reasonably feasible. If you are affected, if you are an opponent or a supporter, let us know. 086 1800 964. We'll hear of a major issue affecting nearly 500 young people in Clare next.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.